Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura in Tamaki. Well, today it's a big mabu hai to Monina Hernandez, so our guest today. Actually, she has lots of letters under her name, so I think I'll do her justice by just saying, describing you what Monina has actually done or currently doing. So Monina is appointed to the, she's on the Nursing Council of New Zealand, and that's the regulatory authority responsible for registration of nurses in New Zealand. She's also on the advisory board for the Safe Nursing 247 project, 24/7 project, and currently on a doctoral research fellow. Her research relates to fatigue experience of Filipino nurses in acute care settings. Also, Monina is a midwife, educator and author, scholar, doctor student, doctoral student, hardworking, solo parent and clinical nurse specialist for infection prevention and control, by profession. So she's a nurse. A very hardworking and educated nurse. Well, Monina, welcome to Well with Anahila. It's a conversation about you as a person, your profession, and also about what you do for well-being. Maybe our listeners hearing can relate and pick something up from you. But you are Filipino New Zealander, so welcome to Well with Anahila.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Anahila. Mabuhay.
Mabuhay.
Yes, and magandang hapon. So that's good afternoon in our language.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maganda means beautiful.
Oh, right. Beautiful afternoon. Well,
yes.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is beautiful. So yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Well, thank you, Monina, for coming. Could you tell us a little bit of something about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, actually, you've introduced me, but yes. Like what you said, I'm actually a nurse. I'm teaching at Massey University. I'm teaching undergraduate students and also master's students. That's, of course, nursing subjects. And apart from that, I am involved with the Nursing Council. So I've been appointed last year as a member of the Nursing Council.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you for that. And apart from that, I'm also the chair of the Filipino Nurses Association here in New Zealand. Because you know very well, there's a lot of Filipino nurses who are out there in the hospitals, in aged care settings, in the community, who's taking care of New Zealanders. I'm a student, just like what you said. So I'm doing my PhD, and that focuses on fatigue experience
of Filipino nurses.
Yes,
in acute care.
Yes. Yeah, and apart from that, of course, I've got kids to take care of.
Oh, right. Oh, how many children?
I've got two. So they're big enough. They're teenagers, so that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're okay to be at home.
Yeah.
All right. So when did you come to New Zealand?
Oh, I actually came here in 2009 as an international student. So, you know how it is with nurses before coming over here, especially those coming from countries whose healthcare system is not similar to New Zealand. We have to undergo a competency assessment program. So I did that for me to get a license to practice here. So that's from around October 2009. And I was actually officially employed as a nurse by one of the district health boards here in Auckland in 2010. So February 10, 2010.
Yeah. So between 2000 and that's a year. So it took a year to get your competency program.
Yeah, around 3 months. Yes.
3 months. Yes. Oh, that's fortunate. Oh, because you're so smart. Of course, it'll take you 3 months to get it. Yeah.
That's how it is. That's
the
program.
That's the program. And stop that. Stop humbling yourself down. Yeah. The Filipino community, so I'm the Labour MP based in Papakura and Tamaki, and it's a hope that having a conversation with you today would share some information about our Filipino community in New Zealand. Maybe you could share how many Filipinos are here in New Zealand.
Yeah, actually, yes. So, of course, a lot of them are in South Auckland, definitely, because, you know, wherever you would find a hospital, there would be nurses around, Filipino nurses around that. And, you know, they would occupy some of the houses around the hospital itself. So that's near Middlemore. But talking about Filipinos here in New Zealand, you know, with the recent census from the Statistics New Zealand, of course, they were saying that there's around 72,000 plus Filipinos as of the 2018 consensus. And with that, of course, that means they're scattered all over the country. A lot of them would have been nurses, just like what I said, and some of them would be dairy farm workers. Some of them would be in construction, especially, you know, with the rebuild of Christchurch. Some of them would be in IT because that's one of, if I can say, a fad in our country in terms of, you know, courses young adults go into. Some of them would also be teachers because, again, that's also one of the in-demand.
So IT and teaching.
And nursing.
Yeah, and nursing. So how did you find out about New Zealand?
Oh, okay. Oh,
I mean, I'm Tongan. We're 3 hours away on a plane ride, or sometime less than three, from here to Tonga. So we know New Zealand, like it's our neighbor. No, I'm New Zealander as well. So how did you find out about New Zealand?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's because of my student. I used to teach at the university in the Philippines, and then a lot of them, of course, have graduated. I taught there for around 10 years, and a few of them came here. So one time, as I was in my computer working on something, one of my students popped up on, I think we had Friendster at that time.
All right.
If you know, we don't have, I'm not sure if we had Facebook at that time, but anyway, so she popped up in one of the messenger apps, and then she said, Mom, because that's how they call us, Mom, would you like to come over here in New Zealand? And I said, oh, what are you talking about? And then she said, oh, because they're looking for a lot of nurses in our hospital, and that's in Middlemore, actually, at that time. And I said, okay, tell me more about it. So she sent me an email. She sent me all of the, you know, schedule of interview. And I went into one of the interviews, and I was, you know, employed right then and there. So I feel like I'm very lucky that I got employed straight away when I went into one of those interviews.
So you interviewed on the telephone, or did you travel here to interview?
Oh, no. The representatives of the hospital actually went to the Philippines at that time. So that was around 2009.
Yeah. So when we talk about skilled migrants coming in because we need them, you're a perfect example of that.
Yes, because they were, well, the HR people were saying they're looking for
nurses. And now you're in our nursing council, and you chair the Filipino Nurses Association here in New Zealand. So, well, thank you for choosing New Zealand to be your place.
And thank you for inviting me to come over here, actually.
Welcome to World with Anahila. So tell us about your work.
As a teacher, you mean?
Yeah.
So as a teacher, well, actually right now we're at the end of the semester. So that means that, you know, we're doing a lot of marking at the moment. But then apart from that, you know, during the regular semester, of course, I teach, I develop teaching materials, whether that's online or also face-to-face, you know, teaching sessions. I am involved in research as well, so I have master's students who are doing research projects in hospitals, so this is something to do with quality improvement projects that would address the, you know, patient safety issues, for example. I focus mainly on infection control because that's my clinical experience. And a lot of my students, of course, their research deals with, for example, how to prevent catheter-associated urinary tract infection, or even how to prevent cross-transmission of infections from one patient to another. Yeah, so it's a fun work. I love teaching, and that's a reason why I moved from clinical practice to teaching, because I feel like it's my way of contributing to, you know, the society and developing the young ones to become future nurses.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Monina, because when we go to the hospital, we want to be we have trust and confidence in our nurses.
Thank you.
It's good to see that you're in that field, helping grow great nurses. Right. Do you have any involvement in the hospital in terms of, so you teach at Massey University, and how do you see our hospitals here?
Well, of course, we have, you know, a really good health service that we deliver to our patients, the community itself. But then there would still be a lot of ways wherein we can improve that kind of service. Mm. Like, for example, we know very well that a lot of the people out there are talking about mental health issues.
Yes.
So we can talk about, you know, we can still improve on that. We just went past, or, you know, we just finished, actually. I'm not even sure if we still have... We had an outbreak, actually, of measles.
The measles outbreak, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, other Pacific countries have that now. So, again, we can still improve on that. A lot of other things. I mean, you know, for cancer, for example, we can still improve our services when it comes to screening patients to prevent cancer. Just basically improving the well-being of people out there in the community. We can still improve on that.
Yeah. You know, like I said, the Pacific is so close to New Zealand that if there's an outbreak here, that would be one in the Pacific as well. So great to see that we're responding to the call of help from the Pacific. And, yeah, of course, as you mentioned, this year as a government, we're taking mental health seriously. So it's good to know that you think that's great. Okay. So 72,000 Filipino in population here in New Zealand. That's a quick rise. You think as a migrant community, when do you think you came in 2009? Mm. Yeah, do you know how long the Filipino have traveled here to New Zealand? Or
I've done a little research on that because you know, with my PhD it focuses on Filipinos, and apparently we Filipinos started to come over here in the late 80s, although I presume that there would be, you know, a few
Who were here anyway
prior to that. But then in groups, if I can talk about, you know, people coming here in groups because they got a job here. That was around 80s.
Yeah, I used to manage, I used to be a manager, and we hired social workers from the Filipino, from the Philippines, and we would interview them on the phone, or we would interview them, what's that other, not face call, what's the other one?
The video conference?
Oh, Skype, that's the right, thank you very much. We would Skype, interview through Skype, and that's how we had a sorted off social workers, and that's how we employed Filipino social workers. So
good thing we have that technology now.
But there was one thing about employing Filipino workers. There was the repatriation if they have passed in their employment.
Oh, is it the remittance that you have to send?
No, not the remittance there. So if they were unfortunate to have died here in New Zealand, there was a request for them to return to the Philippines. Yeah. That was something new that I came across as a manager in terms of someone's contract, and that's what they wanted. So is that something that happens often? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a cultural thing. You know Filipinos basically are family-oriented, and, of course, those who come here, they're kind of uprooted, if I can say that. So if, you know, a tragedy happened here, a lot of them would opt to be buried in the Philippines, or their families would want them to, their bodies to at least be with them.
Yes.
So that they would grieve properly, and so that they would be buried in our country. So it has something to do with our connection with the land itself, and also our connection with our people. So, and of course, our families.
That was something new that I found out being a manager in my past life, where I came across that, and it was only with Filipino people that had asked for that to be written into their contract. Okay, so what else is happening out there in the area of nursing?
Oh, the area of nursing.
in your expertise.
Well, nursing, when it comes to registration of internationally qualified nurses, the Nursing Council has done a lot of, you know, improvements with regard to, you know, looking, verifying the documents that internationally qualified nurses have been submitting to the council itself. And, of course, when it comes to IQNs, I'll just call them IQNs. IQNs, that stands for internationally qualified nurses. Mm-hmm. So these are nurses who obtain their degree from overseas. Mm. And, of course, they would come here. They would go through the bridging program or the competency assessment program. There's a lot of them coming in right now. So with the 55,000 nurses that we have here in New Zealand, around 27% of those are internationally qualified nurses.
Yes. Oh, so 55,000 nurses registered, and
27%. Yeah. So around 14,000 of those are IQNs.
Oh, okay, so they came here by choice to be here to got their qualification overseas, and they chose New Zealand to be the place where So that's quite a high number of our nursing population.
Yes. Probably because New Zealand is beautiful. That's why.
That's why we're here.
That's why I'm staying.
Not just beautiful, it's also safe.
Yes, definitely.
With having that number of a high number of internationally qualified nurses, what proportion is that of Filipino nurses? So for your association, how many nurses are?
Yeah, there are 23% of the 27% are Filipino nurses. Sorry, in terms of number, that's around 4,000 to 5,000 Filipino nurses all over the country.
So the Filipino nurses, if you're in New Zealand, and they're becoming a regular, normal feature in our workforce.
Yeah, more than 1,000 of them apply here every year. So you can imagine. Probably around 500 of them get 500 to 700 probably get a license to practice here. So that's a lot.
That's a lot, but they are actually a needed service, a required service.
Yes. That's the thing, because of course we have a need for nurses in aged care, for example, even mental health out there in the community. There's a need for a lot of nurses, so I guess that's one of the reasons why Filipino nurses like to come here, because of the need. But apart from that, of course, like what I said, the country is beautiful, the country is safe. So it's New Zealand is very inviting.
Well, your student came here and thought that you'd be very useful to New Zealand, and that's why you're here. So a Filipino like Tongans, so when we go places and work, we send money back home. Is that something that Filipinos do?
Yes. Like what I said earlier, we're quite attached to our families. I guess that's one of the ways of repaying our, not really the caring that they give us, because you can't repay.
Sort of like
that.
A duty, a responsibility.
More of a responsibility.
No, I understand that. There's a reason why you come here and you contribute back home to where you come from. I'm just talking about that because in my usual daily life, I don't come across a lot of Filipino. I think the first ones that I came across was the Filipinos that I hired as a manager at back then Child, Youth and Family. And then we have Romy Utanga in the Labour parties. That's how my involvement in terms of the extent of my involvement in the Filipino community. But I do know that you guys also have really nice food as well in terms of your cooking. What's your favourite dish?
We love to eat. There's a joke among us Filipinos wherein we say that wherever two Filipinos would gather, there would always be food there. So instead of, in the Bible, they say that if two people gather together, they should pray. But, among Filipinos, they would eat. Favorite dish, of course. Well, lechon, of course, is our national, one of the favorite dishes among Filipinos.
I can relate to food, as you can see. I'm a lover of food. Okay, so you are so busy. So you're a midwife, you're an educator, you're an author, a scholar, a doctoral student, and your roles in the Nursing Council of New Zealand, and also Safer Nursing 24/7 project. So most women, when I ask them this question, they give me simple suggestions on how they keep themselves well. What do you do for well-being?
Well, I'm basically a positive person, so I guess it comes from my spirituality as well. So I make sure that I appreciate everything, and I actually, it's just part of my personality. I was probably brought up that way, but apart from that, I try to balance my work and my personal life. So even if I'm studying, even if I'm working, I also make sure that I see my friends, I get to attend to my children's needs. I'm their driver, actually, and their cook, and their dishwasher, and their, you know, everything. So all of that. It's a balance, I guess. Mm. That's what's important, and also maintaining a positive, you know, outlook in life.
Mm. Yeah, because I think if I was sending you an assignment to mark, I would like you to be that balanced person so that when you're looking at my, when you're marking my work.
Yeah, I think I'm kind as well when it comes to marking.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
I want people to be happy.
Yeah.
We, as they say, we only live once, so we have to be happy in this life. Yeah. Make the most out of it and make other people's life lives happy as well.
Yeah. So what happens when you have to give bad news in terms of somebody not passing?
Oh, yeah. Well, honestly, even if I'm kind, we do have standards, of course. And with that, I also stick to standards because, patient safety is very important. Mm. So I try to break it nicely, I see to it that I talk to the person face to face. It's a lot easier to break the bad news face to face.
Yeah, face to face.
Than getting an email. I'm not going to text them, of course. So, So I see to it that I meet that person talk to them in private and then just tell them what happened. And I give them the reasons why they failed, for example. Yeah. So it's not like, you failed, bye. It's not like that. Yeah. It's not like that.
Yeah.
You failed because blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. So the dish, the Filipino dish you spoke about, can you tell us what it is? Because not a lot of people would know what that is unless they've been... I ask you for your favorite food and you said...
Lechon.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, lechon. It's, you have that here. Pork, the pig, you roast
Roasted
pig.
Roast pig, yeah.
But then...
roast pork.
Yes. But then the way Filipinos do that is that they put in a lot of spices in there and they stuff the pig with spices as well. And I think with the cooking, because it's slow cooking...
Yes.
So I think that's when the juices from the spices, merge with... Sorry, I can't describe it well.
Is it roast pork?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm Tongan. We cook our pig slowly, roast pig as well, so roast pork.
Yeah, similar to that.
Yeah, similar, but we don't have the spices you guys have. That's the difference. Yeah. You guys have the spices.
Yeah, and I think we also add a lot of salt, so that's one of the reasons why a few Filipinos... probably have, kidney problems, kidney stones and all that.
Because of the high salt?
High salt content of our food.
Oh, that's interesting. So with a lot of salt, now that we're in that subject, if you consume a lot of salt, what's the...
apart from, for people who are stone formers, of course, definitely that would contribute to formation of kidney stones. Mm. But apart from that, if a person has a high blood pressure, for example, then a high salt content in their blood would also make their blood pressure worse. So that's one of the reasons why, if a person has hypertension, they're asked to cut down on salt, or if they have kidney stones, please cut down on salt and drink lots of water.
Okay. Well, I've still got that picture of the spiced roast pork.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and a bit of sea salt.
I'm craving for that.
It's really interesting to have a conversation with you as a Filipino New Zealander and just knowing what the community, there's 72,000 Filipino here in New Zealand according to
the census.
This latest census.
Yeah, 2018.
2018, yes. 72,000. And you're mostly in...
We're scattered everywhere.
Everywhere.
Where there's a job, there's a Filipino there.
Because
we cannot come here if we don't have jobs that...
The ability to... an income. So the majority of the Filipino migrants are skilled migrants.
You'll
have to have a job to stay here.
Yes, otherwise we have to go home because we can't survive here if we don't have a job.
See some of the things we take for granted. In terms of a couple of things you miss about the Philippines when you're here in New Zealand?
Well, I guess because I live I used to live in the city in the Philippines. I came from Makati, which is a commercial district.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, the way they design the cities is that if you go out of your house, you'd see a lot of restaurants everywhere. So there's food source everywhere. Yeah, so that's one of the things, honestly, that I miss, because I'm thinking, you know, like, for example, if I'm craving for a certain food, oh, I have to drive 1 hour just to get there. Ah, never mind.
Yeah.
Whereas, of course, where I came from,
walk out the door,
there's a store nearby where you can, you know, buy your food, your favorite food. Mm. So I guess it's still food. It's still food.
Yeah,
and of course my friends.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
And just to get a picture, what's the population of the Philippines?
I
know we can't quite Google at the moment, but how many millions?
More than 100 million. That was 2 years or 3 years ago. More than 100 million.
100 million. In New Zealand, we've got 4 million.
Yes.
So that's just to put things into perspective. There's 100 million in the Philippines.
105
million. 105 million. And we've got just 4 million. Mm. Not even 5 million.
Yeah, so we are more than 100 million.
Well,
100 million ahead of New Zealand.
Yes, you're 100 million ahead of New Zealand, all right? Yeah, well, Monina, it's been great having a conversation with you today, learning about the Filipino community and knowing about the international qualified nurses and how you have to go through a competency of 3 months to get that. And just a growing population of skilled Filipino here in New Zealand. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything would you like to share with our listeners today before we finish?
Oh, yeah. Well, for everyone who's listening right now, of course, we're talking about health and well-being. It's very important for us to maintain our health, of course. And if we do know that, for example, you know, a certain practice would not do us any good, it's a lot better if we just stay away from those. All right? I'm not going to mention any of those.
Prevention is better than cure.
That's how we always say it in nursing, of course. So, that would include actually exposure to infection as well. So if, for example, we think that a family member is sick, let's stay at home and, you know, just prevent the infection from getting transmitted to other people. Or, for example, if we do know that smoking is not good, then avoid that. It's costly as well. So, you know, you can spend the money on other things. And a balance of work and life is, personal life is very important. So that too should be done. And of course, we should not forget that we have friends. We have, you know, family who can support us. Because support, emotional support, psychosocial support coming from our loved ones is very important. Not just for maintaining health, not just for well-being, but also for growth. And I actually see that even in my students, even in the patients. They're people who are supported, whether students, patients, ordinary people, when they're supported, they're happier and they thrive more. And of course, they grow. Yeah. They grow better.
That's some very useful advice there, Monina. Well, thank you for having a conversation with me. You've been listening to Monina Hernandez with myself, Anahila Kanungata Suisuiki, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. And in terms of getting contact with you, Monina, I know you wouldn't like to send out your private information, but maybe if there's a nurse that's out there and they haven't connected with the Filipino community in terms of the Filipino nurses, how would they get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah, thank you for that. I'm actually on Facebook. For those people who have a Facebook account, I'm also on Twitter. And apart from that, if they actually search for my name, Monina Hernandez, at the Massey University website, they can also, you know, see my my phone number there and also my email address. Yeah,
right. Monina Hernandez at Massey University. So if you know, if you want just to ask your question, give her a call.
Or they might want to enroll in our school as well.
Give her a call as
be a
well.
Nurse.
She'll be a nurse because we're a nurse all the time anyway when we are looking after family, and why not make it a profession? All right, how do you say goodbye in Filipino?
Paalam, but that's too formal. We just say bye.
Bye. Paalam. So paalam. That was Well with Anahila with Monina Hernandez. Have a great day. Ka kite anō.
Thank you.